It's Toucher and Rich's.
Toucher and Rich, who are a bunch of sports yahoos.
The best moments of 2018.
Cherish the memories.
Yahoos.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, we've given the audience so much wonderful content this year, all for free, via the Twitch app, via the radio, all of it. Just wonderful for everyone.
And because we love the people.
It's so hard to pick out just 8 moments throughout the year. But, Rich, what do we have today?
It's one of my favorite segments of the year. We only do it once a year around the Kentucky Derby. Is it a bad local band or a racehorse?
Here we are.
Is it a racehorse?
Oh, hell no. There go that horse.
Or a bad local band?
Boogie Boogie Land.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. The Kentucky Derby and the Oaks. The Oaks, baby. That's the big one. Everyone's going to the Kentucky Derby that I know, every single person. And, Rich, you have scoured for years. You have scoured record labels and gone hunting for terrible bands. And so what happens is that Rich will read the name of something, and it will be either a horse or a bad band. It's up to John and I to guess.
Our listeners are unbelievable. You know that second one that we played, the rapper? Can you go back to that real quick?
Yes.
Called Tripla. Somebody found a music video that this guy made for it, and I just tweeted it out, and it is glorious. Play some of that.
I'm back again on this for you. 2010, baby. Coming straight to you.
It's,
you feel this, baby.
Some kind of doughy guy.
Coming back into my life now. Once the beat is made of my sea.
He's like rapping.
There's subtitles.
What makes you think, girl, that I want you back? Want you back? What makes you think, girl, that I have you back?
Is that in the United States?
He's like leaning on a fence.
He loves chain link fences and being in a hole in the ground. Well, suffice it to say, the video's not very good.
No, it's just, but it's everything. It fits the quality of the song,
including subtitles, because that's what you want.
Right, because you can't understand what he's actually saying.
And by
saying
the way, the subtitles are in English. It's not like they're in another language.
Right. And somebody found, and by the way, the video is titled Worst Rapper Ever. Okay, so I'm sure that he's very proud of that. But I want to thank our
producer.
Listeners.
Yes. He found that sound.
Yes, he does. Okay, so I will go ahead and give you a name. You tell me what is a band or a bad local band or bad band or is it a racehorse, okay? AJ.
Fred, that's a pretty lame horse name, so I'll say band.
I'll say band.
That's correct. All right. You ready? You can play it. It's titled Try.
Okay. Here we go. That's the sound. That is the sound. What do you want it to sound like? That everything's covered with pillows.
It's called Boombox in the Other Room.
Yeah. Let's just. What are you going for? Just like almost inaudible. Again, if you're joking, it's still bad.
I don't think this guy is joking.
Even if he is, it doesn't matter.
This is like,
this is like, I mean,
this is the, like the Silence of the Lamb guy has a band.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, let's hide our junk.
Right. Calls over his friends.
I love butterflies, whatever the hell was in there.
It's Larry Flint all of a sudden.
Hi. This is an album by Dead in the Sex Day.
It rubs lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Yes.
I don't think he's kidding either. This sounds like a band that was looking for a singer, and they said, we found him.
You're the guy.
You're the guy.
You're hired.
I'll do the whole dance with my junk behind me. This is called the Do the Fruit Salad. You gotta do it for, look, there's nothing in front, and look at the back. That's where it all is. Fruit salad.
Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah. You gotta tape it sometimes.
Trying to harmonize with just a mess. Well, what note goes with
they have ball gags in their mouths, so it's a little difficult to enunciate.
That's right. The bassist is the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And the lead singer is the dude from Silence of the Lambs. Yeah, one has just tucking it.
One has a leather mask on, a leather hood on, and the other guy's got a
it's got the ball.
Oh, I forgot to unzip the mouth again.
What the f*** lotion in the basket?
Oh, well, that was not good.
Well, that's not nightmare material.
No, that is not good at all.
Not in the least bit.
Not a good song.
All right. Is this a racehorse or a band? Young Boy.
Well, I would hope it's not a racehorse.
Yeah, no,
that's a band.
Yeah,
I would hope that that's. If I have a horse that's worth millions of dollars, I'm going to guess I'm not naming it Young Boy.
That's right. That's correct. All right. Well, let's take a listen to Mr. Young Boy, shall we?
Like my lady, nice and hank. A luscious woman, just my type. A pigeon must do the crime. To that juicy dick behind. Como si amo, what I say to you, you down my way. Bang the cops, what's it say to simply make my day. To my bonito, nice and slow. I guarantee, go way down low.
I don't even have anything to say.
This song's called Do Me. It's a very sexual song.
Just you go, young boy. You go, young boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One sounds like the guy in the hole. The other one sounds like the guy out of the hole.
That's right. Would you like to hear his young boy's follow-up single? That's the next one.
All right, so this is the...
Yeah, that one was called Do Me, and here's a new one.
This is Jermaine Wiggins.
Yeah!
Theme song.
It's the Wiggy theme.
And I could see him doing this.
Yeah.
It's about the same quality. You know when you're worse than a book that teaches kids how to read, that you're not doing a good job. Can you picture him like on the bus, like 98 mile with a notebook?
Right, he's back to the lab again, yo. Wiggy wiggy wah.
In a wiggy wiggy whoa.
With your wiggy wiggy whoa.
Parmesan sandwich. You gotta get a good Parmesan sandwich. There's a lot of Mike Behind the Mic Callahan to this
song. The quality of the audio.
Yeah, and just like, it gets kind of like, you know, hopping. Gets a little bit like a jukebox in the 50s.
Microphone,
example.
Hi, yo, the wiki wiki wah. Mixing so well, wiki wiki wah.
Well, there you have it. I mean, how many ways can you rhyme whoa?
It's the winner.
The Buffalo Bill Band.
That's AJ, right?
That's the group name of the group.
It's AJ?
Okay. Hey, that was great. Number one with a bullet.
The bassist to his ball gag.
Excellent idea. I think we do the chord change after the verse, second chorus. Good job. Hey. Music to kill by.
Wiggy wiggy whoa.
Wiggy wiggy whoa.
We will return in just a moment, and hopefully you can get that song out of your head.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the Panthers get the stop. As they go with that inside handoff, and Lewis! Ball came out at the end there! Flag as well! Tommy Lee Lewis lost control as he was diving for that stick. Remember, the 1 yard line was the line to make. Or do we have a touchback possibly here? Wow!
Yeah, that's a good call.
.985, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Again, you guys got to try Will Brinson early because he ain't answering the phone. But
is that right there the worst rule in the NFL? See, to me, I don't mind it. The whole fumble into the end zone that they had last night. They had another one of those fumble the end zone touchbacks, which is awesome because it immediately just swings the game. Especially like last night, you had a situation where the Saints were up 12-9. Carolina won the ball back. I think there was like just under 2 minutes left, maybe even a little less than 2 minutes. And you end up just right there when you thought you were at least going to walk away with three. Carolina has the ball in the 25. And they just get to, and of course, Cam Newton, because he's awful and his shoulder's effed up, they end up not being able to do anything with it. But I actually like it because it's such a drastic turnaround in a game. And it's a dumbass thing to do. You fumble it into the end zone, then you deserve to get it. Like, how do you fix that?
Well, it's always a dumb thing to do to fumble. But I'll tell you what else is dumb, Rich.
What's that?
Is that this will excite you and Wallach, and then we'll make it all the sweeter when it doesn't come true.
What are we talking about? Excite me, Fred. Excite me.
It's from the Bleacher Report,
uh-huh.
Which obviously is a piece of garbage if they're saying things like this. It says, Baker Mayfield cementing rep is all-time great rookie entering NFL elite convo.
I woke up this morning feeling dangerous. Well, I mean, listen, was that article written by me?
I mean, it says Saturday's effort may have some scratching their heads. What's so great about a performance that featured a 58% completion rate and 188 yards passing? How Mayfield adjusted and didn't let the moment overwhelm him can't be stressed enough. All right, in a fairly meaningless game, because let me tell you, if you think that it was a big game there against mighty Denver, I can tell you this. In order for them to get in the playoffs after that game, they would have had to win their final two games, and Baltimore would have to lose two of their final three games. Okay, so that didn't happen. Pittsburgh would have to lose the last three games. That didn't happen.
Are you honestly, like, killing this guy for getting excited about the Browns not making the playoffs?
I am
like,
killing.
That's huge.
I'm saying that there was no pressure in this game. It wasn't like a high-pressure situation. And by the way, his stat line wasn't good.
No, it wasn't that great, but no, he has been that town has needed.
He is, well, please. Well, if you want to talk about what's going to happen in Cleveland and you want to go by history and what that town needs, there's not a chance he succeeds.
Admit that the NFL is better because there's a guy like Baker Mayfield.
No, he's a piece of crap.
And it's fun to have a piece of crap.
Well,
there's nothing better than having a villain who
he's
runs
not a
his
villain.
Mouth
he's
and
terrible.
His pocket. He's not terrible.
He is terrible. They're
17 touchdowns, six picks in the last 7 weeks.
He's not terrible.
They're going to figure him out. I've seen this with Scott Mitchell. I've seen this with...
You're comparing Baker Mayfield to Scott Mitchell?
Scott Mitchell is bigger, stronger, and had a better arm than Baker
who
Mayfield.
Who said the...
Not as
rookie quarterback.
Not
in the
as
NFL
good a quarterback
right
when all said and done. I think
who has the best stats as a rookie quarterback in the NFL right
Baker
now?
Baker Mayfield.
Absolutely.
All right. So for this season, Baker Mayfield is playing at a higher level.
The team has won 4 of their last 5 games, and he is largely responsible for that.
I'm not positive about that. He was largely responsible for that Denver game.
He's
I'm
largely not... responsible for the wins in Cincinnati against Atlanta.
Okay, well, then Sam Darnold was largely responsible for the Buffalo win and how tight they played Houston
last
week.
Sam Darnold is going to be a stud. I don't think anyone can disagree
that. Darnold sucks here.
Forget it. I don't even want to bring Sammy D into it because I don't want to sully his name. I don't want to drag it through the mud.
Are you either of us saying Darnold is bad?
Listen, I don't. That's beside the point.
That's you just getting Jet offended.
Well,
come on.
No one talks about my Sammy D.
Jesus.
But I will tell you, I got furious with my son when he wouldn't watch the Jet game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, just watch for a minute. Just watch for a minute.
Look at the legend. You can say you saw him in his rookie year.
Everyone needs a trash-talking, over-the-top, cocky guy who's pretty damn good for you to hate. That sports, listen, any sport is so much better when you kind of have that dick that everyone can rally around thinking is a total D-bag. Baker Mayfield might be that guy, and I want him to be good. I want him to be really good, and I want him to get a big head.
He's 23
years old.
It's going to
make it 10 times more fun.
He has his experience in college. You want to compare him to the other three, other 4 first-round picks. Take Lamar Jackson out of it. No, don't even. But if you take Baker Mayfield's experience in college and his age, I mean, he and aside from Lamar Jackson, the talent around him, I mean, he's starting off on the bell curve. He's got it made.
Dude, he's good. So? He's a good quarterback. And a matter of fact, and on top of that, he is the emotional center of that Browns team right now. I mean, he's saying all the stuff that that people in Cleveland want to hear. Like,
that gets
a football
old. Rex Ryan.
He got an unfair head start. Is that what you're saying? You got an unfair head start on everybody else?
I'm saying that, yeah, coming in as a rookie, he had almost an unprecedented, like, he had Peyton Manning-like experience.
Okay, so that doesn't take away from how good he is.
It absolutely does.
He joined a team that had won 3 games in 2 years.
Yeah, because they had a terrible coach. Now they have the brilliant Greg Williams. Alex,
he's
go
getting
ahead.
Calls from everywhere. Freddie's getting calls from everywhere. Yeah, don't knock Greg Williams.
You know Cleveland's going to sign him as their head coach. Greg, go ahead.
Hey, I want to talk to Nonetheless.
Alex?
Fred.
What do I say, Nonetheless?
You say it about every 5 minutes, yes. Listen, Nonetheless.
Why'd you say that to me?
Because now it's in his head.
Yeah, because now it's in my head. Because I say all right a lot.
Every 2 minutes. You know what? I was wrong. Not every 10 minutes. I would say it's probably every 90 seconds to 120 seconds.
Do I need a Nonetheless alarm?
It's your transition from one topic to the other. You'll be like, da 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 da. Nonetheless, here's Yappy Mouth.
This is not
Why'd
good.
You do that? Why'd you have to say that to me?
You'd be killing the guy if he was a quiet quarterback. Listen, the guy plays for a nothing city, a nothing team, a nothing part of the United States. So gotta throw some bravado out there. He's gotta play it up for his brand. Because again, you'd be killing him if he was the other side.
I don't know
if he was too quiet.
If he wasn't acting like he was in an 80s movie, it wouldn't bother me as much. But also, it's pissing me off that people are anointing him like Bleacher Report as like the greatest rookie quarterback of all time.
Nonetheless, I have to go to work now.
Right. How dare you? You are absolutely wrong. Nate, go ahead.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
You just completely bashed Cleveland. And then 2 minutes later, you just said that Baker Mayfield had an unfair head start in Cleveland.
No. Hang on a second. Stop. What I said is that game in Denver, according to this Bleacher Report article, was like the height of pressure in the NFL. Then I said, if you want to judge him against the other quarterbacks that came out in the first round of this draft, let alone of all time, which Bleacher Report's not getting ahead of itself at all, he had a uncomparable experience in college, and he has more reps under his belt by far than anyone else that came out in that first round.
Yeah, Frank, that makes him that much better of a quarterback. That's why he was the number one pick. And to say that game meant nothing, Denver was still in the playoffs. that game basically got them out of the playoffs, and Cleveland's not mathematically eliminated. So he's putting them, he's making them talk about the Cleveland Browns, who have been the laughing stock of the league for the last 2 years under Hugh Jackson. Now Baker Mayfield is in there making a change. And you're saying it's an unfair advantage to the other quarterbacks, where usually you need a star running back to get the game going for a rookie quarterback. When there's no one on the outside, he's playing with a rookie running back. He's playing with an okay defense, and the offensive line is what's keeping him there. He's, what, throwing 68% on the season? 17 touchdowns in the last four games? What's Tom Brady doing right now? He's making this team matter.
Oh, so you're – okay, well, now everyone's gone insane.
17 touchdowns the last seven games, and I think the context – I think people are losing the context of what you said. You were saying this is in regards to a trash Bleacher Report. That Bleacher Report's way over the line.
But then Fred went into actually crapping on Baker Mayfield saying he's not the reason they're winning.
No, that's not true. I didn't say that either. I said that people are going to figure out Baker Mayfield, and that Baker Mayfield, unfortunately for all of you, is going to be an also-ran quarterback.
So you say you stick into your thing where he's going to be out of the league in 4 or 3 years?
Oh, you might hang around. Okay. You might be like Ty Detmer.
You're comparing him to Ty Detmer?
Yep.
Okay.
Ty Detmer. That's who I'm comparing him to.
Or Mark Sanchez. You know, have a little
flash. Sanchez wasn't any good in college. Sanchez was told not to come out by his head coach.
Dude, embrace it.
I'm not embracing it because it's fake.
If you hate him, you should.
I don't hate him.
You do hate him.
I think that I... No, I hate the hype.
You said he's a douche more than once.
Oh, he's a huge douche.
Okay, so you don't like him.
I don't like that he is being overrated to this degree.
You should, because you want a guy to hate.
Broncos, big playoffs, 6-7 going into that game. Big playoff team.
Dude, it's the Browns. They've won like nothing in the past 2 years. And the fact that they're even being talked about with the word playoffs in the conversation.
They're not making the playoffs.
Okay, great.
And
no one had any expectation that they would.
Are they still technically...
Technically, I think they are. Mathematically, I think they are in.
I think Ravens and Steelers have to lose out, and they have to win.
No, because
the Steelers won.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh won. So, Indianapolis.
Okay, well, they could get a wild card then.
Pittsburgh's up. No. I think they're out of the wild card race.
They can't win the division.
They're two out with two to go, right?
Yeah, and the Steelers are 8-6.
They tied. Had the Steelers played Cleveland twice?
Yeah, Steelers. I think they tied the first game.
Yeah, they tied the first game.
All
right. The one, no, they can't get in. Or Indianapolis would, no.
Yeah, Steelers have the tiebreaker, a win and a tie head to head.
Yeah, so they can't make the playoffs. If what I'm seeing here, because it says Miami would have to lose two of the final three games.
Okay, no, they're not eliminated.
All right, what would have to happen?
Okay, I will tell you. They have to win all their games.
With Mayfield on the scene.
Listen, they do play the Bengals.
That's a win.
Which is a win.
I don't know. Did you think the Bengals were all right last week?
The Ravens will have to lose to the Chargers. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins will have to lose a game. The Colts and the Titans will have to lose in Week 16. The Colts and the Titans could tie in Week 17. And then there you go. That's it. So it's a ridiculous path to get there, but they're not eliminated.
All right. Well, when
but just the fact that someone's saying something about them possibly being in the playoffs is massive.
The Jets made the playoffs 3 years ago. Buffalo made the playoffs last year.
Well, that was kind of cool.
No, not really.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Because of an Andy Dalton touchdown pass, if I remember.
It was. You remember all the Bills fans like were donating to his charity? I thought that was great.
Yeah. Super cool stuff, man.
And as bad as the Bills are, they're not the Browns. Like, this is big. And to dismiss it as nothing.
It's nothing. They're not making the playoffs, and they might not ever with him the quarterback. Especially if they keep Greg Williams around.
Oh, hang on. Speaking of that, I don't want to blow it here. We have a question. We come back, I got a present for you.
Okay.
And it has to do with the Browns.
Good.
And you'll actually, now this is something you'll legitimately like.
All right, fantastic.
All right.
I wonder if they did a Super Bowl shuffle. We're not here to make no trouble. We're just here to be in the playoff consideration in Week 15.
It's the Browns. That's amazing. If I'm a Browns fan, right. I am nude and covering myself in peanut butter.
Well, yeah, they are, and they have been before. Yeah, they have been before. I mean, they were up on Denver how much when the drive happened? And then was it Ernest Biner with the fumble?
They were up by two and Biner was going. I thought the final score was 38-33.
No, there's two. There was the drive and then there was the Biner fumble. They lost twice in that fashion.
People are telling us alarms that we need. You need a nonetheless alarm. John Wallach needs an at the end of the day alarm. And I need a for sure alarm.
At the end of the day alarm. Now I'm going to start thinking about that.
Yeah, you get that right.
The old crutch alarm.
Right into the head.
That's not good. You know what had happened? I'd already forgotten what the guy said.
Nonetheless.
Okay. Nonetheless, we have to move on, and I will have that gift coming to me. Thank you, Will Brinson, again, for not answering the phone. Here's John Wallach with the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now, there's something involving the Browns, whose Baker Mayfield is going to do nothing but destroy the peoples of Cleveland's love of the team and all sense of hope when it comes to the NFL.
I just love how you found some way to crap on a guy who led a team who has won, what, 3 games in the past 2 years? And now they're actually talking about it. It's still in the playoff hunt, even though they're not going to get there. And you found a way to crap on it. I find that absolutely fascinating and admirable.
Yeah.
But even more admirable is what the Cleveland Browns organization did yesterday with a man who is a true superstar. If there is one standout, somebody that has honestly made the Cleveland Browns what they are this season, it is a gentleman who is the offensive line coordinator named Bob Wiley. Yesterday, Mr. Bob Wiley, who is a very large gentleman, he's a man who likes to do magic tricks. He drives a Maserati, apparently.
Where'd my wiener go?
Yeah, that's one of the tricks, I'm sure.
What? Look at here. Lift. There it is.
It disappears magically.
I'm like Peter Griffin. I could be nude on TV and not get in trouble.
Hey, maybe you could, Bob Wiley. I'm sure that...
Here we go. Okay. Whoa, 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 whoa. I got a fold in my belly. Am I a man? You can't really tell until I lift it. Hey, 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 everybody, I can walk around nude. And you can't see anything on me. No, not even testing.
We'll stop that there. Well, the Cleveland Browns, they came out with a video. And, you know, there's Santa in his sleigh. Well, in this, it's Bob Wiley in a Santa Claus outfit. Standing on top of the lineman's sleigh, the sled, as he pushes him around.
And then the linemen all fall over in exhaustion.
Fred, I will show you this. And...
on Robinson, on Batonio, on Treader, on Zeitler.
On Twinkie, on Hostess.
On Harrison, on Corbett, on
Wood. On Slim Jim.
On Kalis. Ho, ho, ho. Move.
How long do I got to stand on this thing?
Ho, ho, ho. Move.
Yeah, they know they had themselves a star. Make him the head coach.
Well, I mean, there was a petition when they got rid of Hugh Jackson that you make Bob Wiley the coach. I mean, that would be the greatest thing ever.
Say hut!
And when he says say hut, the whole Christmas suit jumped because his man pressed. Like,
that would be the greatest because he would need a stool.
Just to remain on the sideline.
Hey, 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 offense, can you come back down here? You're 30 yards away, and I don't want to move.
He did that on Hard Knocks.
Could you please put a TV on the sideline so I can see what the hell's going on?
He said that. He's like, all this walking around and stretching, I'll just sit down.
I got to get up and walk. Oh, no, 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 it's the gout. Hey, 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 can you hand me a stool? You know, they have the guys who hold the wires for the headsets. It's just a guy with a chair.
Just following him around. Or maybe he's got it attached to his pants.
Or he's got a recliner, like, sewed to him.
Sure.
Hey, 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 this rocket is for the birds. I'll tell you this. My undercarriage, I'll tell you like this, my undercarriage is like a rainforest.
Got my pilot's license and I was a senior in high school. And I would get the dates with the prettiest girls in the senior class. And my buddies would go, how'd you get a date with her? And I said, well, number one, I'm better looking than you are.
Yeah.
I wonder if there would be a guy with gold bomb. Just constantly
shooting. He's got one of those things that you put in the fireplace, like where with the fan you squish down and it shoots it out.
Or he just has a flap, like Santa, on the back, and he just keeps putting the gold bond on him. It's an emergency. He is the greatest.
He really is. He's the best, and he was the star of Hard Knocks. And
I'll tell you this. If they make him head coach, or even off, well, because no, if he was offensive coordinator, they'd put him in the booth.
No, you got to put, you got to make him head coach.
You got to make him head coach, yeah. And then just seeing him try to run down. Mm-hmm. Go, go, where'd he go?
On Robinson, on Betonio, on Treader, on Zeitler, on Hubbard, on Harrison, on Corbett, on Watford, on Kalis. Hey, ho, ho, ho! Move!
And that's all I can say.
Ho, ho, ho! Move!
Now I'm out of breath.
He's got like that respectable walrus mustache too.
You know he can't stay awake for the entire duration of opening the presents either.
No.
Oh yeah. Oh Santa. Santa ate all the cookies and the milk. Oh, and everything in the refrigerator too. Santa was very hungry last night. He ate everything in the fridge. And then fell asleep in it. Oh, thank you. Hey, 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 everybody, I fell asleep last night with my head in the refrigerator.
Seem comfortable.
The only thing that's left in the refrigerator is in a place I never go. Oh, it is called the CRISPR. I don't know what goes in it. I just know that it is green. Can you please get me some Slim Jim?
I didn't see what was just put in front of me. We have an interview with Bob Wiley about his magic.
Oh.
I guess it's right here.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Everyone's cool off. Right. Everyone cool off.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, so somebody apparently, he was with the CFL. For a while. He was an offensive coordinator of the CFL. And he's being interviewed about magic by like some super Canadian guy. So
okay,
let's think
here
of
we go.
Winnipeg Blue Bombers offensive line coach Bob Wiley.
Too many Slurpees.
Jesus. You got the old blueberry one, didn't you?
I had found some old Smurf cereal. Blue Bomber. Hey, is there something wrong, Doc? I remember one time I just drank a bunch of blue food coloring.
Winnipeg Blue Bombers offensive line coach Bob Wiley. Bob, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
Hey, Bob, my favorite thing about you has always been the magic tricks that you perform around here from time to time. You're a heck of an amateur magician.
I've been on stage twice with David Copperfield.
Oh,
yeah, that's how he did the whole making the Empire State Building disappear. I just had to take two steps over.
But if I understand right, you've agreed here, you're going to make me believe in magic again.
Well,
here this
afternoon. So here's a deck of cards.
All right.
Regular deck of cards. Okay.
I'm already a little skeptical this is a regular deck of cards,
deck of
Bob.
Cards. Just a regular deck
of cards. If you say right. So.
When can you be packing a deck of
cards? Now close your eyes. Flip up the boob and put them underneath. Where'd they go?
Now what I want you to do is I want you to take this deck of cards, okay? And I want you to make four piles. And I want you to...
Now, you can follow my lead. I've made four piles. You can follow my lead. Just as a visual aid.
Is I want you to take this deck of cards, okay? And I want you to make four piles. And I want you to take the deck of cards and go like this. One, two, three, four. That's it. And you...
That's how many... Four pigs I ate yesterday. There ain't no bad part of a pig. Can you imagine if you just did a barbecue with the spit rotating it like you would corn the cob? Just picks up the whole spit.
Cut them as evenly as you can get them. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And like that.
Okay, now, you could have cut any way you want.
Yep.
Okay, and there's 52 different cards in the deck, right? But you cut to these four top cards right here. You cut to this card here, okay? You cut to this card here. You cut to this card over here, okay? And you cut to this card right here.
And then you cut myself a nice big slice of summer sausage.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay, what was that? Okay, where were we at? Here's the first card. Not bad, right?
It's the Ace of Spades. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me wipe that up. That's the Ace of Hearts. My bad.
Here's the second card. That's not bad either, right? Okay. Here's the third card you cut to. And there's the fourth card you cut to, right?
Bob, how'd you do that?
I could tell you, but then I'd have to shoot you.
Now, could you tell me what kind of shoes I have on? Please, inform me.
All right.
Oh, no. Please, 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 please tell me what kind of shoes I have on. I have a feeling someone played a trick on me. Could you please tie my shoe? I seem to have loosened the lace. If I bend over, I might break my back.
All right, we will be right back.
Back, 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 it's hurting.
I got nothing left.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Will Brinson going to join us at 9 o'clock. Exciting things ahead.
That we were talking about this during the commercial break. So, Alfonso Ribeiro, a.k.a. Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The breakdance kid.
What was the name of his breakdance video that was running on TV? No. The Learn How to Breakdance video. It was before the Carlton. It was before there was even Fresh Prince.
Yeah, he had
Silver Spoons.
He had just done the Pepsi commercial with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and then he sold this VHS thing on how to breakdance. But he is suing Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite, over the use of the Carlton dance in their video game. I apparently one of the characters when you win, that's one of the dances that they do, which is unbelievable that he would have the rights to that. You would think that when you're an actor on a TV show, that they would probably own the rights to, a dance?
Unless you trademark that thing like Michael Buffer did, Let's Get Ready to Rumble, something like that, there's no chance you win any money out of this.
So according to the lawsuit, they said...
Someone will.
It said Epic has unfairly profited from exploiting Ribeiro's protective creative expression and likeness and celebrity without his consent or authorization. He's asking for the judge's order to stop both games from using his moves. He also said, then it says Ribeiro says he is currently in the middle of copywriting the dance.
He's in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say it's too late then, isn't it?
Yeah.
For him to do that.
I'd say
maybe the producers of the TV show, the people who own the rights to the actual TV show Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, can sue the Fortnite people for that. But in that case, no money goes to Ribeiro. So I don't understand the end game unless he's just trying to get more publicity for himself.
If you're at Epic Games, you settle and you just go here. I don't want to litigate that thing.
But then is there any dance that's been done that's in that video game? Because I guess that's a big thing. It's like when you win, there's all these dances, right? Like the L on the forehead and things like that. I mean, are all of these people going to come out and try to find money now?
Right. I did the L on the forehead first.
That's right.
It was done to you. they make so much money that it's one of those things that I would just assume that if I was in charge of things, give them a reasonable amount of money, tell them to go away and shut up about it, and hopefully the problem goes. And then if every idiot that comes out tries to get something from you, then you say, you know what, we're a $1 billion company that has lawyers that you couldn't even imagine.
we can end your existence.
Yeah, let's not pretend that you have the firepower to go against us. So, yeah, I would just call them up. I say, what do you want?
you know, here's $100,000. Go away. And then no one would even notice it was gone. All right. Will Brinson, who writes about the NFL for CBSSports.com, is going to join us. No commercials, just the headlines.
Touchdown! Score!
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.